Hello, everybody. I am so excited because we are into the fall feasts. It is a very, very special time. And so I'm excited to share with you the weekly word because we are entering in on Friday night, October 11th, all through Saturday. We will have stepped into the highest holy day of the year, that is Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, which means at one mint with God. And Jesus made us at one with God. That was one of the things that he wanted to see happen through his death, burial, and his resurrection, that we would have full atonement for our sins, and that we would be completely and entirely forgiven, and that we would enter into everlasting life. And so I'm excited to bring you this message today, because what God is doing in the earth, even this week, we're in the days of awe. We're in the time of consecration, purification, seeking after him. What is it that I need to change, Lord Jesus? How can I learn to rest more in you and have peace? What are you activating in my life? What are you asking me to build? What is the vision that you're giving me for kingdom building in 5785? We are in a place of learning to rest in his grace and position ourselves to be ones who walk in his grace and rest in his grace and be in that place of fullness, completeness, wholeness, shalom, peace, nothing missing and nothing broken. And you know, Jesus bought that for us. The word tells us that when he died on the cross and he was buried, before he resurrected, he went up into the heavenly tabernacle. Okay, there's two tabernacles. There's an earthly tabernacle and there's a heavenly tabernacle. Okay, now this is in the book of Hebrews. Now the earthly tabernacle is gone at this point in what we would say in Israel. There is no temple anymore for sacrifices, okay? But we know when we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior that we become the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is through the saving grace of Jesus Christ and through his shed blood, we have atonement for our sin. We become alive in Christ and the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. So we are now the temple of the Lord. But when we talk in Hebrews, what we believe the author of Hebrews is the Apostle Paul, he shares with us that there is two distinct tabernacles. There is an earthly tabernacle and there's a heavenly tabernacle. And the earthly one during that time was built from the exact replica of what was in heaven. And so Jesus himself, when he died on the cross, was buried, before he was resurrected, he went up and he put his very own blood on the mercy seat. The mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant, which sits in the most holy place, the Holy of Holies. Now, he was a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. He was a high priest in that order, which means he was from a line of no beginning and no end. All right, so he's not man who had sin, okay? Although he was 100% man and 100% God, he was of a new order. And so when he went and he put his blood on the mercy seat, the word tells us that he declared that it is finished, which means that past, present, and future sins are all forgiven. So on Saturday, October 12th, it is the day that we remember that he completed the process of us entering into the realms of wholeness and the realms of fullness, the realms of completeness, the realms of everlasting life. Now that's important for us today. Why? Because it means that we, the children of God, actually live within an everlasting realm. We will never die. When you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your body will go into the earth, but your spirit and soul will go directly into heaven. But when you come to know Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you enter into an everlasting realm at that time. So you enter into eternity the moment that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So technically, he has no beginning and no end. He's out of time and we're out of time. And you might say, oh my gosh, Candace, listen, I don't get this. Like, I live in earth time and I'm actually going to die. No, all that's going to die is your flesh is going to go into the earth, but you will not die. Your spirit and your soul will go directly into another realm. But you can access all the blessings of the everlasting realm, even in the present. You just have to learn how to do it. That's what's so exciting. So let me tell you, all of that is obtained by faith. So what God is doing in the universe this week, okay? And hopefully you have my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. It's an awesome book that is going to help you step into the fullness of not only who you are in Christ, but also what God has done for us and the importance of the Hebrew calendar. Every day you get a prophetic revelation. I'm going to show it to you right here. 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. If you don't yet have a copy of this, ooh, here it is. Go to my website, grab a copy, go to Amazon. If you live overseas, yep, go to Amazon or any of the booksellers overseas. But in the United States, go to my website. You can also order it on ebook through Kindle or any of the retailers that do the ebooks as well. But it's an exciting resource to help keep you up with prophetically what God is doing in the atmosphere. So this week, we're in a time of consecration. But what God is doing is he is stretching our faith, okay? And this is a week where your faith is being stretched, all right? God knows that in order for you to live in the next dimension that he is calling you to live in order for reformation to happen in the nations, we have to have a faith shift. We have to start believing that we are living in the everlasting realms, in the place of fullness. If you want to see the glory of God released in the earth, you've got to change your thinking. Glory doesn't come from lack, it comes from fullness. And because of what Jesus did, and especially as we recognize him on the day of atonement, which is at one-ment with God, Jesus made a way for us to be with him, seated with him in heavenly places. The church of Jesus Christ is seated with him, yet does its work in this earth realm. So we are technically in the everlasting realm, but we walk in the earth realm. This realm is limited. That realm is limitless. Now, this is really, really important because when we talk about what God is doing in the universe this week, he's stretching your faith. He's saying, I need you to believe me for the unbelievable. I need you to believe me that I am greater than. And now, when we're faced with choices and decisions in life, we often look at ourselves and we determine whether or not we can do something. And we find that we're limited. We're limited in every respect. But God says, stop making decisions that are based on your limitedness, but make your decisions based on my limitlessness. Okay? So in other words, when we think about building in 5785 for the kingdom, when we think about what God is doing in our temple, since we are the temple of the Holy Spirit now, there is no earthly temple or tabernacle anymore. When Jesus went up into the Holy of Holies and put his blood there and says it's finished, we all entered into a new realm of everlasting, but it's a place where we are the walking temples of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to have a mindset of being in that heavenly place with him all the time. It's a training process. But if you want to see the glory of the Lord released in the earth as the waters cover the sea, you are a glory carrier. If we put ourselves together, there's millions of us, we are the water that covers the sea. We are the revelation of the glory being released. But if your mind is limited, then you're not going to be able to release anything because your focus is going to be on yourself. So God says, keep your focus on me and the heavenly realms, the everlasting realms, and you're going to see signs, miracles, and wonders. You're going to see the great awakening happen. You're going to see the reformation of the nations take place. See, we have to learn to live in the abundancy that God has given us. And so as we approach Yom Kippur, or the highest holy day of the year, this is a week where we need to assess our faith. Come on. God's stretching your faith, but assess your faith. So what is the core roots of our faith? Our faith is that we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that when he died on the cross and he was buried and he went out and put his blood on the Holy of Holies and said it is finished, that we are forgiven past, present, and future, that we are living in a realm of grace, and it is overwhelming grace. And as we have entered into Hebrew year 5785, 85 being the mouth or the voice of grace, the thing that God wants to see happen in the earth is that we, his voice, okay, his voice comes through us, that we are the voices that speak the grace of God in abundancy from the realms of the ascension. Now you got to have faith for that. And see, God's going to show you everywhere that you're limited so you can rise to the place of limitlessness, so you can begin to step into the abundancy that God has called you to, but you can also be a voice for abundancy. Come on, I hear God saying, who wants to be a voice for abundancy and not for lack? Who wants to break free from religious traditions and the spirits of religion, the spirits that confine us, bind us? Who wants to break free and step into my realms of knowing me and knowing me intimately? See, one of the greatest things Jesus did for us is he gave us relationship with the Father. That was one of the reasons he went on the cross, is because he knew we were eternally separated until he fulfilled the act in the earth of going through the sacrificial system designed by God, okay, given to Moses. But Jesus had to come into earth time from eternal time, because he has no beginning and no end. He was out of time. He came into time, this realm of death. He completed process so he could take us out of time. So you're now out of time. So you need to learn how to function how you're out of time. You need to learn how to function how you already entered into abundancy, even though you may not feel like it. What holds you into restriction is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You got to stop thinking about how you might feel abundant. You got to change your thinking that you are abundant. Then you will feel abundancy. See, faith is tangible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is the substance. That means it's tangible. You can touch it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay. So it means faith has a tangibility. It is a presence that comes around us when we determine to see as God sees, when we determine to believe beyond what we can see in the natural. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody right now. So God is stretching your faith. He's saying, I want you to do this in 5785. I want you to step into that at 5785. I want you to move in this way. I want you to believe me for this thing. And you're in a faith challenge, but the way to get through a faith challenge is to step into the place of understanding how good God is. Come on, you want to break the strongholds that bring lack in your life? Believe how good God is. And if you can't, wash yourself in the scriptures to show you that you're serving the God of the promised land, not the God of Egypt anymore. You're serving the God that takes care of you and provides for you provision, protection, and acceptance, gives you everything that you need so that you can live limitless, okay? You want to live without limits, no more restrictions, no more limits, okay? And I'm not talking about licentiousness. I'm not talking about no limits on your flesh as far as training yourself with spiritual disciplines that will cause your flesh to understand it was born into lack. And so it manifests in ways that are out of alignment with God. This month of October, God is putting us in alignment with him, in alignment with his thinking. You see, when God asks you to do something, you got to stop looking at yourself and you got to start looking at who God is. I'm remembered of the 12 spies back in the Numbers 12, 13, 14. When God said to them, I want to give you the promised land, right? And what did they do? God said, send 12 spies over. Moses gave the instruction. 12 guys went over and he said, bring back some of the land. Basically, God was saying, I want you to see how good I am. Okay. But these guys go over, they bring back the fruit. They say, yep, it's a good land that God wants to give us. But there are giants in the land, and we see ourselves as grasshoppers. And oh my gosh, listen, that is how humanity sees itself every day. I see myself as a grasshopper. God is asking me to do something outlandish and amazing, and I can't do it because I see myself as a grasshopper. But now listen to me. God told them to go to the promised land. He gave them an order because he wanted to give them something that was beautiful and representative of who he was. And these spies came back, and 10 of them gave a bad report because they couldn't see right. They could only see through their own eyes. Two of them, Joshua and Caleb, they saw with how great God was and how amazing God was. And they said, no, you don't going to give us this land. And if he says he's going to give it, he's going to do it. Shut your mouths and do not say this. And you know what God said? He basically said, I'm offended. I hold you in contempt that you would think that I would offer to give you this land, but that you couldn't see yourself through my love for you and what I wanted to give you and how great I was. Instead, you chose to see your life through your own eyes. And with that, you are restricted in your ability to step into the abundancy that God has for you. Come on, I want to break some things off your eyes right now. You're in a time of consecration and purification, fasting, praying, giving. You're setting yourself up for Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year. I want to break off those strongholds of lack over your eyes in the name of Jesus. For God has raised you up out of lack and poverty into holiness, righteousness, purity, the realms of heaven, nothing missing, nothing broken, shalom, peace. Come on, we're going to break it off now in the name of Jesus. I say recover your sight right now. Stop seeing in bleepo. Stop seeing in the natural. Start seeing in the supernatural right now in the name of Jesus. I believe right now signs, miracles, and wonders. I believe that you're going to dream different. You're going to see different. Do not let that devil restrict you in the name of Jesus. He came into the garden to restrict Adam and Eve, to remove their abundancy and the fullness that God had given them. And he did it with one lie. He told them they were broken. He lied to them. They weren't broken. There was nothing broken about living in the Garden of Eden, and they were with God and they had everything that they needed, but he lied to them. They believed the lie. Stop believing the lies of the enemy that you are less than. God says you are more than, and you are more than enough because he went up and put his blood on the mercy seat. He atoned. He made you now at one with God. And so this is a day of celebration on Saturday, October 12th. I realize it's a solemn assembly, and all over the world, there will be people that will be praying, fasting, and repenting that day. What are we repenting of? We're repenting that we lack faith, that we've allowed demonic forces to come into our life, that we don't see things the way God sees them. We're asking for forgiveness, but listen, you have been forgiven already because he put his blood on the mercy seat. Now, the Jewish people in Israel and all throughout the world, they'll be praying and fasting, but they will be asking God for forgiveness without a blood offering, unless they know Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as their Lord and Savior. His blood is the blood of the pure and spotless Lamb that God sent to the earth to die for us, to reconcile us to him. So as Messianic believers or as Christians, we know and we understand that Jesus' blood satisfied the requirement of the law according to the sacrificial system of Moses. And now there is a new covenant. This new covenant, and he is a mediator of that. And if you read Hebrews chapter 7, he is the mediator of a new covenant, and he is in a new order, a new eternal order. This means that when he put his blood on the mercy seat, he declared a new eternal order is here. Hear me clearly. A new eternal order. How much are you living in the new eternal order? That means how much do you know and understand about eternity manifesting in the earth? Do you understand that you're eternal, that you will never die? Do you understand that when you make choices and decisions, it's from the eternal, not from the earth realm? See, we got to change something. Everybody wants to see the glory of the Lord manifest. Everybody wants to see change happen in the earth. But I'm here to tell you right now, it's not going to happen until you see yourself eternally first and earthly second, spiritual first instead of soulish first. We got to get some things straight. The realms of heaven come and impact the earth realms. God needs you to see as he sees if you want to make the difference in the earth. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, it says, therefore, brothers, have boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. This was Jesus. He's talking about Jesus. Jesus had a boldness to enter into the holiness by his very own blood, by a new and living way. You hear me talk about that all the time. What is this? This new way. That word new actually means a fresh kill, a new slain. It means a new system has been established. So there is a new, and now there is a living way. It's not a dead way. It's a living way. It's an everlasting way. It's a way that will never go away, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, which is his body. is his flesh. And having a high priest, he's our high priest, over the house of God, then this is the instruction from the author of Hebrews. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Whoa, what is this new and living way? It's a new eternal order that requires everything we do to be by faith. What is faith? Faith is believing that God is greater than you. He's greater than every lack in your body, every lack in your cells that came from the fall of man. Need that you have has been fulfilled in Christ's righteousness. When he went up and put his blood on the mercy seat and said, it's finished, you received all provision, protection, and acceptance. Because in the heavenly realms, there's no need for provision, no need for protection, no need for acceptance. See, if we want to see the heavenly realms lay on the earth, if you want to see the glory be released, you got to shift yourself to the heavenly realms. Stop trying to pull down the glory. Why don't you just get in the heavenly place and release the glory? There's a difference here. People don't understand that you cannot pull down the glory. Somebody in lack is not going to bring down heaven. You've got to get in heaven and release heaven into what's lacking. The earth is lacking. Go to where there is no lack and release the riches of heaven into the earth. So he says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to believe that God is greater. You got to believe he wants to give you the promised land, even if you feel like you're a grasshopper. It doesn't matter. Get up with the plan. We want to see reformation in 5785. It's going to come through understanding the overwhelming grace of God and the completion that came when he put his blood on the mercy seat and said, it is finished. His grace is greater than your need. His grace is greater than your lack and your deficit. His grace is greater than every religious tradition, requirement, any of those things. He is greater and his grace is greater. See, when you feel like you don't have nothing and you're totally in lack, get your eyes up. Recover your sight. Listen, Jesus even had to do this when he did the miracle of the 5,000. The word says he looked down and he saw the multitudes, okay? And that they were in a great need. They were sick and dying. He had compassion on them. But in looking down, Jesus then had to look up before he did the miracle. Why? He had to reposition himself in Ido. Ido is a new sight for God, okay? Ido, it's a covenant word. It means that once you become born again, you get Ido eyes. You get eyes to see heavenly things. He had to reposition his eyes in order to do the miracle of feeding the 5,000. If Jesus himself, who's 100% God and 100% man, had to reposition himself, listen, this earth is pulling on us. And that's what Satan designed it to do. Tell them they're less than. Tell them they're broken. Tell them they got way too much trauma. They can't do anything. Now listen, I'm not saying we don't have rough times and that we don't have trauma and that we don't have issues. That's not what I'm saying. Jesus himself said, in this earth, it will be difficult and it will be hard, but you can't have your faith taken from you. Satan cannot do that. If you keep your eyes on God, the author and perfecter of your faith, and his promises, and you keep your eyes on how great God is and his love for you, and you continue to believe this, you will defy every enemy and every demonic force. I'm not saying that there is not a pull between heaven and earth and that earth isn't difficult. Let us honor what earth is. It's a realm of death, okay? In it, time entered when Adam and Eve ate the apple and death entered at that time. There was no time. There was only eternity. The heavens and the earth were birthed in eternity. Earth time started when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. That's when everything cut short. Earth time is death time. Heaven's time is a time zone that is everlasting. Who are you? If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are everlasting, which means you defy earth time. Now you've got to learn to live in the earth time that you defy, which means by faith, you overrule every limitation known to man. But how do you overrule it? Here first. You believe in the greatness of God. You believe in his word. You believe in what he's done. You believe in what's satisfied. Listen, if you can't grab a hold of what I'm saying, get in his word. Come on, I'm talking to you. The word washes our souls. The word cleanses us. The word makes us whole. The word makes us righteous, pure, and holy in our souls because we grab a hold of who we are. Come on, I'm getting excited today. Let's make a change before Saturday, October 12th in Yom Kippur. This is the time of the three feasts of the Lord. We have seven blessings that he's released to us. He, in accordance with Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 32, you should know these. If you have my book, I walk you through them for this month, okay? This month of Tishri that we're in, the seventh month in the religious calendar, the first month on the civil calendar. And so this is a time where God says he gives double portion. He gives financial abundance. He gives restoration. What the cankerworm, palmer worm, locust stole from you, God's bringing back. Miracles. He's going to do miracles that are wondrous before our eyes. His divine presence comes to us. He has a blessing on our sons and daughters. More power comes upon the church. Stars in the sky are seen. Do you know that there a ring of fire, and then PT5, the second moon. These are things that God is doing. And the last blessing is that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, will be delivered. Come on, this is a time for deliverance. This is a time where God says, I am properly positioning you to live from heavenly places and spaces in the earth realm today. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. Listen, you got to learn more about this. Watch my past videos. Go to my YouTube, subscribe to it. Every week I give you a prophetic word. What is God doing in the atmosphere this week? According to the Hebrew calendar, this week it's faith. It's time to work on our faith. Come on. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But those who live by faith, God will reward you. He will reward you. If the 12 spies had lived by faith, they would have been rewarded. But instead, only Joshua and Caleb were. I don't ever want God to say to me, I had this plan for you, Candace, but you didn't have enough faith to grab a hold of it. Ooh. Come on right now. Who wants God to say that to them? I offered this to you, but you didn't take it because you didn't have enough faith in my greatness. Candace, you didn't have enough faith in who I am. Come on, doesn't that like break your heart? What if God wants to give you so much, but you don't have enough faith to receive what it is that he wants to give you? Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Listen, if that's you, if God's been saying, I need you to do this for me this year, I want you to step out here. Son or daughter, I believe this about you. Can you grab a hold of it? If God's giving you an order and you're running from it like crazy, all you're doing is saying that you don't want to see the blessing that God has for you, because God would never give you an order that he would not fulfill. There's no possible way, because his greatness is greater than your lack of faith. Come on, I'm getting excited in this place. Somebody needs to comment below, share below. Join me for my monthly Ascenders class. Come on, I want to call you all Ascenders. Hello, Ascenders. Learn to live in the ascension realms. My next one is going to be November 12th, 11th or the 12th. Come on, just sign up. I'll get it straight. 11th or the 12th of November. I always do them at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern time, so that people in the other time zones can come and join in. So sign up today for Ascend 2024. We're going to switch into Ascend 2025 here in just another month. But I want you to come and be a part of my Glory Road community. Let me teach you these things. You are the voice of grace in the earth. As you have the voice of God, as he speaks about grace, he's using you. You want to see the glory released, you got to learn these things, because once you get this mind shift, you will not be stoppable. This is what the enemy fears the most, is that we might find out how truly saved we are, and that we've been saved from the death system of time. We've been saved not only spirit, soul, and body. We've been saved from the strongholds of the enemy in every way, his bondages, the limitations of the earth. We've been saved through Jesus' blood and have his righteousness. I mean, the enemy doesn't want us to know these things because then we may be who God intended us to be in the Garden of Eden. That's scary to the enemy. He can't go to heaven and he can't be there, and he doesn't want God's kids to, because he knows the greatest pleasure in the entire enormous, massive universe is to know God and to have his presence. It's the greatest thing. He wanted to rob Adam and Eve of it, and he still wants to rob us of it today. But when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will enter eternity in that moment and be properly positioned at one with God. Let me say a prayer for you right now. I want to say a prayer for those people that do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is the week God is calling you. It's time to have enough faith to believe that he is greater than, and that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be that sacrifice without sin, the high priest, who didn't have to go in to make atonement for his own sins like the earth system, but he went in once and for all and put his blood on that mercy seat. If that's you, if you're hungry to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for not believing in you. Forgive me for the sins. Forgive me for missing the mark. Forgive me for stepping away. I ask for forgiveness and I want to return. I want to repent. I want to come into relationship with you. And say, Father, forgive me. I want relationship with you. I want the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. And I want to start a brand new life in the Hebrew year 5785. Just bow your head before God, submit to him, ask him for forgiveness. And the word tells us that when we speak that out of our mouth, we will be saved. Say the name of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You will be saved. This is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And then God says that he's going to put his Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and you become the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you got saved today, share this message with people who need to be saved. Come on, their faith is being challenged right now, and they need to know how to get out of it. They need to know how to have first faith, the faith to believe in God. Maybe the rest of us are dealing with second faith, third faith, but he needs the first. Some people just need the first faith. They need to agree that God is alive, he loves them, and Jesus is the way to eternal life. All right, I also want to tell you about my school. I have a school of the supernatural. I have a school that trains biblical life coaches and transformational life coaches. Maybe that's you, and you want to learn, you want to have a curriculum that you can use as a coach. You want to become a good discipler. You want to know how to live in these heavenly realms. You want to know what it takes to beat the enemy in the earth today and step into the levels of faith that you need to have to release the glory in the earth. See, God has given us this amazing curriculum more than 20 years ago. It's called Dream Mentors. So we have an organization called Dream Mentors, Transformational Life Coaching Organization. If you go to Dream Mentors, that's two M's, dreammentors.org, you can either sign up to receive a coach if you need coaching in a certain area, or you can become a coach, which means you're signing up to become a really good discipler. You're going to take some of our classes. We've got a class on soul transformation. It's going to help you grab a hold of what I'm saying, and you're going to live in freedom. We have other courses that help position you not only to know this information yourself, to be transformed yourself, but that you can take it to people that are in need. You can take it on the mission field. You can take it to your church. You can take it in your own ministry and have curriculums that you can teach and train people yourself. We have all these blessings that come with that too. Maybe you want to set up a kingdom business that allows you to be a coach, or you have a counseling business and you want additional material that's going to help integrate psychology and theology. We have these materials for you. Go to dreammentors.org. We have new classes for October. Don't miss them. Amazing courses. You can find out more when you go to the website, or go to candacesmithman.com. You can sign up for my faith class. Listen, I just taught you a lot on faith right there, but I got a course It's got about 5 hours of teaching on faith. You want to learn to live in the realms of limitless? Just go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com. You can click on that. If you want a coach to go through it with you, we can work that out too as well and get you in a faith class. It's going to help raise your faith levels. Once you get this, you will never go back because you would have shifted into the realm that you know is the realm that you should be living in, because it's surely not here. We're here to take the land. We're not here to live here and get saturated in this earth stuff. We're here to have authority over the land, to increase, to multiply, to replenish, to subdue, to make this like heaven on earth, right? And that what Jesus said, that was his Lord's prayer. So listen, I'm excited for you today. Grab a hold of my book, sign up for my Ascend class. I want to see you in November. And make sure you get signed up as a student at Dream Hunters. You're really going to love it. All right, listen, be blessed. We're coming up on Yom Kippur. Get in that place with God. Get consecrated. I'm going to see you on the Washington Mall on Saturday, October 12th. From 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., the 1 Million Women event, Esther and Mordecai movement. I'm working with some people now to get it to show all day on my page. So my plan is to, if you can't come, if you can't be the Washington Mall, you can watch it all day right here on Candace Smithman Facebook page and YouTube. But you can also go to a variety of different places. It's going to be playing all over. So you all can join us in prayer that day. Take communion with us. We're going to agree with God that the strongholds of the enemy, Ishtar, Molech, and Baal, are going to be removed from people's eyes and the realms of the earth so that we can step in fully to see our nation and the nations of the earth changed and transformed. All right, be blessed. I'll see you next week. Go Ascenders and make the difference in the earth. All right, we'll see you next time.